Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, baby. Can I talk to you for a while? Tell you how much I love your walk, how much I love your smile. I can't wait for you to learn to talk so we can talk about what's in your life. You'll grow to know how much I love you. You're just a baby, but it's already clear how wonderful you're going to make the next 18 years. I'll teach you how to read, watch you speed around the house on your big wheel. Is this how true love really feels, my beautiful baby? You'll know what's right and what's wrong, and I hope you're listening to nothing but positive songs. You'll sit up straight, go to church every week. A prayer-filled life is what I hope you'll seek. But right now, I know I'm jumping ahead as you roll around in your toddler bed. I see the future in your clear brown eyes. I want you to reach the sky. So hold on, brown baby. Let me walk you through this life. Watch you grow from boy to man. Watch you pick the perfect wife. Watch you soar above the clouds, living your life as it should be, and I'll be there for you, and if I do it right, you'll be there for me, my beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tony and Kai Show. We are having some technical difficulties at this time, and we're trying to fix them, so bear with us for a little while. Sorry the music went a little bit longer, but, you know, trying to take care of this stuff. Blog Talk in there, I don't know, many different updates, and this is this week, and that's that week, and all of a sudden, here we are, and things are different again. So I can't get on my page, so trying to log in from Tony's page so we can get to the switchboard is kind of going to be hard to run the show without me being able to get into the switchboard, because you guys won't be able to call in, because I won't be able to tell you. I won't be able to put you on the phone. That just isn't going to work. So, in the meantime, in between time, how is everyone doing today? I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves and having a very, very blessed day and ready for the topic tonight. Tony and I guess we'll talk until we can get everything going. And, you know, we have Raheem is supposed to call in tonight, and Stephanie Harper is supposed to call in tonight, and possibly Joy Picknenny, he'll tell me, I know I'm saying it wrong, is supposed to call in tonight, as well as Tony as I and anyone else. You know, we're talking about advertising and promotions, you know, things that authors can do or business people can do to spread the word on their book. How soon should you start doing certain types of things? We're going to talk about all of that type of stuff. So, you know, as we normally do tonight, we are going to, I'm going to let Tony talk about, you know, Diamond Star and what it is that we do, and that'll get us going.
Diamond Star and what we do.
Yeah.
Diamond Star and what we do.
Yeah.
We are a company that deals with promotion. We were dealing with musical artists at one point. Not that I dropped that, but we went into literature, so now we promote, we edit books. We also are into doing the reviews for on books. We've really pretty much turned into like a literary company for the moment. But I plan on going back to the music eventually. Right now, we want to focus on the literary because we have our own things going on inside of the literary that need attention. So it seems to work out better that at this time we work on the literary and get that going on. We
Now, what do you have in the works, hon? For you personally, what are you working on?
I have three books. I have a poetry book, and I have two novels coming out. One is Dark Justice at the end of the year. The other one is a poetry book called From the Inside Out. My poetry's been hitting on all cylinders lately, so that's where my heart is. I've been, for those that have been keeping up with my page or those that are in the movement, we've been going back and forth. And my poetry, I've really gotten into the poetry thing. So my book, I'm not going to drown myself in my book until I finish editing your book. Until then, I'm going to work on poetry because that's a shorter period of time. It doesn't take as long to work on poetry as it does the novel. So I will hit off the novel. I will continue working on the novel. If I get ideas for Dark Justice, then I'll throw them in as we go, but I'm not going to embed myself. I can work on a poetry book and do more in a shorter period of time. Working on the poetry book From the Inside Out, and I can't wait for that to come out. That should be out hopefully by the end of the year would be nice, because that, I'm really anxious to get that out. And I've had a couple of people review my pages, a few chapters on Dark Justice, and they liked it, so I am going to make sure that try to get that done by the end of the year as well. That's what I have going on. I was laying in bed and I got an idea for a children's book.
Wow.
It's a detective book. that I want to put out. I've started it once before, and then I just left it because I had a lot of different things going on. Plus, Jazara hit me back up yesterday about a collaboration that her and I are supposed to be doing, and that collaboration was hot. The story had a nice flow to it. But again, so much came into play, and that's what happens when you have like 50 irons in the fire. But between the children's book that I want to start, Jazara's book, Dark Justice, and the poetry from the inside out, plus the editing I'm doing, I'm pretty much packed.
Cool.
Pretty much packed.
Cool.
How's everything going with your novel?
I think we are at the finish line. We have about 50 pages left to edit, and then it's off to the publisher, and, you know, then we are all good. You know, really, really excited about that, you know, and ready to get that out. You know, people are really, really supporting. I've gotten some pre-orders in, so I'm really, really, really excited about that. And, you know, after that, you know, it's on to either the sequel or my own poetry book. You know, I've got about, with the sequel, with the series alone, a good 4 more books, and then my poetry book and possibly my cookbook. And I really, really, really think I am going to do my my autobiography. I really, really think I'm going to do that. So we got that, and then after the autobiography, I'm not sure. I've got a couple of other books under my belt, so a good maybe 8 books after that planned, and, you know, things are going really well. You know, I'm really, really enjoying all of the feedback that I've gotten so far off the book. And it's really been a joy. It's really, really, really been a pleasure doing it. So I cannot wait. I wish Blog Talk would let me in, though. This is like, I've never had this happen. And I know that Tony's had this issue on his computer before where he can't log in. He puts his username in, password in, and it just keeps repeatedly going back to the login page. It's not even saying that it's the wrong password. It's just saying log in over and over and over again. Put in password, put in name, and it sends you right back to the same page. So I've done it like 15 times. It's not letting me in. This is not cool. So
normally me that's having a problem.
I know. I
but
normally
gotta
don't
be,
have
gotta
problems.
It's got to be them because I was on my page, but
yeah,
I just
you were.
Can't get on yours.
Yeah, you were on yours, and I was on mine, but it wouldn't let me get into the chat room, and then it just stalled. So I X out of the page, which keeps me on. You know, I can talk on the phone, and then I just went to log back in, and then the whole internet page just shut down. I'm like, okay. So then I said, well, let me restart the computer, and I can get back on that way. Then now it's not letting me open back up my web browser. So I'm like, okay. Let me just see if I could get onto his at least long enough to get the conversation going. If, you know, there was somebody on the phone, you know, so I really don't like to keep people waiting. So, you know, it was like, well, let me just see if I can log on through his page and at least I could get the conversation going. But, I mean, we can still conversate regardless. And through the whole thing, I will continue to try to get onto the page, because those of you that are on the phone, if Raheem, if you're listening, and Stephanie, if you're listening, don't hang up. I'm going to keep working on it. We got, you know, an hour and 15 minutes. I will continue to try to fix it. And Lisa, you know good and well, we are down to do that cookbook together, girl. I see you. I see you. And she says she got a children's section in the store, baby, when she gets the store. So when you get that children book done, you send it right on over.
Yeah, I'm gonna work that, because like I said, I was laying there in bed and it just hit me, and I woke up wanting to write, but at the same time that hit me, I had the base ideas for the book, but at the same time that hit me, I had a poem that hit me, and my poem is top priority over that, so I had to go to do the poem, and I haven't touched the children's book yet, but it's gonna come. When I started it before, it was a good book I had started. I'm going to do a little something different, though. It's not the same book I had going on before. Got a new idea for this one. So I'm going to run it and see what happens. And hopefully I can get that done. I don't know if I'll have that done this year. It would be, see, it's going out of my realm because it's more of a sleuth book. It's more of a teen book. So, you know, it's more of the detective thing. So I got to have my facts down. I got to, you know, it's going to be like a Nancy Drew time multiplied, you know. So it's not just one kid, and, you know, like a clue crew is what I call them. So they'll be doing little odd and end jobs. And it should be pretty good. It should be pretty nice. I mean, people aren't doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
They were at one point. I mean, back in the day, you had Nancy Drew, you had the Hardy Boys, you had young Sherlock Holmes. I mean, but those things aren't being touched right now like that. You know, it got to a point where they had the cartoons and they made the movies and everything, but it's died down. So now's the time for me to possibly pounce on that idea.
Cool. Baby, can you bring me my purple notebook out of the room that you're in? Because all my information is in there. I think I'm on. I think I got everything working. So you guys just pray where you are that nothing else messes up. Oh, thank you, love. And I'm going to see who this is that's on. Like I said, today we're going to be talking about, and I know that's probably Raheem because he knows the press ones. Stephanie, if you're on, or Joey, if you're on, press number one so that I know that you're on the phone. It'll let me know that somebody's on the line and wants to talk. There you go. Great. Thank you. And we are, okay. We're going to talk about today advertising, promotion, and marketing. Whether you're a business owner, whether you're an author, whether you're a musician, whatever you do, advertising and promotions and marketing is how you get, you know, your information out about who you are to the people that you want to support you. You know, our biggest thing at DSE is, you know, if no one knows who you are, what you're selling, and how to get to you, how can they support you? You know, you could be the best author in the world, but if only your mom knows you got a book out, what good is it? You know, you could have a voice like an angel, but if nobody knows it, what good is it? You know, so, that's what we're going to talk about today is, you know, what are some of these options and when should you start promoting? When should you start advertising? And what should you do? Is there too much advertising? You know, is Facebook a good place to advertise? Does Twitter work? You know, all of these social media sites out there. You know, what about paying, you know, $5, $10, $20? There's other places that charge $50, $60, $70, $80, $200 to advertise on websites. You know, are these places, you know, worth it? You know, do you get your name out in as many places as you can, or do you just stick to a couple? So that's what we're going to talk about today. We've got, like I said, Raheem Brooks, who is the owner of Prodigy Publishing Group. Many of you may know him and some of you don't. You know, he's an author of two published books. He is the 2010 AAMBC Book of the Year winner, as well as the 2011 Author of the Year. You know, he was nominated for the Most Creative Plot and the Best Couple for Essence Awards. So he's going to join us, as well as Stephanie Harper, who is a certified human resource. That's what she does by trade and has over 20 years experience. Whew, excuse me. I'm all like winded because I don't like when things go wrong. She published her first book in 2004 and has 9 books under her belt. So we're really going to talk to her because she knows what to do because she's been doing it good for so many years. She's a career speaker, radio host, publisher of Career Magazine, as well as the executive producer of Career Magazine TV. So she does a lot of different things. So she is going to be a good person to talk to. And, you know, I looked up online, you know, a few places, and we're going to, you know, hit the ball running and see, you know, what ideas these people can come up with and they can give us. And if you have questions, feel free to call in. The number is 646-381-4964. ask your questions or give your advice. You know, give what type of advertising you've done, promotions you've done, and, you know, share the wealth of information. So we're going to get to the phone lines, and we're going to bring our guests on, and we're going to start to talk. So 6267 area code, you are on first with us. How are you today?
I'm doing better than you can imagine. Say, no, what's up, Tony? Hi, Kyle. Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
What's going on?
What's up, man? You know you're the man. What's up?
Under $35.
Oh, really?
You the man.
Say it again.
You the man.
Oh, really?
I know he just wanted us to say it again, but
yeah.
You the man.
You know he just wanted us to say it again.
I wouldn't dare do such a thing.
You are the man. There's none other. You are the man.
So how's everybody?
So,
well, actually, I have to be careful when I say that because, see, your boy Delano, I don't label him as being the man, too. You know, and again, I can never think. Yeah, see, I can never thank you enough for hooking me up with that brother right there.
I was talking to him on Twitter earlier.
Oh, really?
Which brings me to my first marketing thing, Twitter.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, he's the man, so you the man too. So both of y'all are the man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to get in trouble later because, you know, so both of y'all are the man.
No, but like I said, great mind thinking that I was talking to him on Twitter earlier, and
okay.
Twitter is definitely, I have a book called Get Rich with Twitter.
Ah.
And, I do. And, let's just say I read it and I went from 78 friends to, I think I'm around near 300 now. But that was
wow.
happened in 2 days.
2 days? 2 days?
Yes. It happened in 2 days.
There you go.
So,
how did that work out for you? How did you work that?
I got more website traffic. You know, I keep the stats on my website, so I know by looking at the charts and the graphs how many people log into my site and what pages they visit most frequently. So, you know, I do lots of different things, and keeping track of traffic is very important. And especially knowing where the traffic comes from, whether it's Google, whether it's my interview with Joey Pinkney, you know, whether it's from Blog Talk Radio, those sorts of things help me gauge, you know, where people are coming from. So,
now,
okay.
Having the experience that you've had so far, you know, you've gotten the 2 books, you've done Lulu, you've upped from there, you know, you now have your own publishing company, you know, you're getting all these awards and stuff, your head's blowing up.
No, it actually is not, because I want so much more, so, you know, you'll be amazed at how every day I'm like a mastermind. I think I'm Master Splinter. and me and my authors, you know, they're the Ninja Turtles, and we just out the, you know, conquer the world. But, you know, I'm going to say...
What are some of the things that you found, what are some of the ways that you found beneficial and, you know, on the flip side, what were some things that you found that weren't, not that what didn't work for you can't work for someone else, but, you know, on either side of that coin, what were some of the things that really, really worked for you that you found the most, you know, when you first said, okay, I got this book, now how do I get people to know I have a book?
Oh, well, number one thing, word of mouth. That's the chief advertiser of all. And then after that is Facebook, which is, you know, another source of word of mouth. And I just, you know, like I told you earlier, Kyle, when we were messaging each other, I told you I would just break it down how you know, my day is, I have a large day because I'm a full-time publisher writer. There's no job. I don't have a job, and everybody knows I write full-time, but no one sees me starving or not traveling, not doing what I want to do as a full-time writer. And I say that to say a large portion of my day is dedicated to public relations, marketing, promotions, publicity. That's a key component of what I do. Writing, at this point, I did that maybe 2 hours today, but marketing and advertising is what I do for the bulk of the day. And I'm everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Shelfari, Goodreads, YouTube, you know, wherever there's books, I am. Feed books, Amazon Kindle. And I navigate to all of those places, and I network to all of those places. So, I have friends on each of those places, and I communicate with them. And I'm able to suggest my book and other books. And this is why I review books, because it's not just about me. I can also offer, if you don't like my book or want my book, I'm knowledgeable about other books. So I'm not just trapped into, like, this is just a Prodigy Publishing Group thing. No, I know about every book that's coming out. Any book that's being marketed and advertised, I pretty much track it down and know about it. So that's the key thing, is knowing where to be at. You can't, you know, sit back and not be. Your book needs to be everywhere, especially. And then you need to be everywhere to represent your book, as far as blog, radio. I know personal myself for 30 or so interviews over the last year. I'm reaching my year mark this May, because Tony and Kai, you guys recall you were my first interview in May 2010. So over that whole year, I think I'm up to 30 or so, but. That's another thing. I log into people's shows. I do that as well. I log into your show when I'm in the chat room, just chatting around when I'm not being interviewed. I go to Lisa Perry's show. I'm, you know, on the One Essence, and I'm just there talking to people, getting to know people. And even if I'm there, I never mention my books, never. But the thing that happens is when I log into the rooms, I get such a warm welcome that it's like, okay, who is Raheem Brooks? Because when I log in, and Kai, you can attest to this. Sometimes when you're in chat rooms and it's not your show, when I log in, and everybody's like, hi, Raheem. You know, I can't say hi to everybody fast enough. So, you know, then after the show, I have 5 or 6 Facebook requests, and I eventually get to approving them, and then when I approve them, they're like, I was on the show and you were there. I was trying to figure out who you are, what you do. And I give them my spiel, and now I have another customer. So, pardon this train going past. I'm actually headed to the gym. So,
As always, that's why we love you. You always fit us in. Yo, Raheem is a guy that will fit you in the middle of this and that. I got 10 minutes for you. Just give me a call.
Yes, I'm headed to the gym. So, my train coming, but I'm going to ignore it because if I get on, it's going to be very noisy, so I'll just wait for the next one. But it's just, I don't know. I just have to focus on, and the Amazon community groups, those are must-haves. Like, I have them set up to go to my website, I mean, to my email address, so if somebody comments in one of the groups, it's like, I get an email, and the question would be to the whole community, I'm going to read a new book. You know, what's the newest book going on? And when it comes to me, I read it on my phone. I immediately log in and I promote to them. Whether they get it, if they tell me, I'll know. If they don't tell me, I won't know. But, you know, that's just something that you have to do. The more places you are, I don't have any bad advertising experiences like you asked, Kai. There's no bad ones. I mean, there's... Most of the stuff is inexpensive. Like a radio ad on your show is about $20. Mm-hmm. I think I gave Keisha Green, Writer's Life Test. I think hers is maybe 30, but she's been hosting the show for 3 or 4 years now. So of course she's a little bit more expensive. And I did an interview with Joy Pinkney that cost, but it's 5 minutes Five Questions, 5 Minutes with Raheem Brooks. That's on his website forever. You Google my name, that's one of the things that come up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Tamika Newhouse, Book of the Month. You have to pay for that. And that's another thing that, you know, is on the website. It's everlasting. You know, it's like not going anywhere. You guys featured me on your website. So,
yeah.
You know, when the more places you are and the more you're seen, and again, sometimes I'm not advertising. I'm not marketing because it's just me. I'm there. So it's me that you know, people like, in addition to my books, people like me, and that's more important to me than anything. So that's why I kind of operate the way I do, to try to be everywhere, support everybody, because that makes people want to support me.
Yeah, that makes sense too, you know?
Yeah.
We were just talking about that the other day. It was like, you know, because Kai is big, that's her excuse for being on the computer all day.
Yeah.
But no, I'm
networking.
Yeah, my mom,
you know,
whenever my mother visits my house, she's consistently, oh, God, you're on the computer. Yeah, Mom, I'm a full-time author. This is what we do. I don't come to that hospital and say, when you're on your scrubs, that, Mom, like, put the stethoscope down. Like, oh, is that all you do? You know, put the thermometer away. So it's like, and I have to remind her sometimes, like, Mom, I have two books. I published two books. Like, do you not see them? Like, I don't know. And I said, what I got to do going over it for you to really get it? I don't know what to say to her sometimes, because I really think that my mom just thinks I'm just her son. I'm just normal. To her. I'm not Raheem Brooks, you know, the author. I'm just Raheem Brooks, her son. She doesn't.
Yeah,
she
well,
doesn't.
I mean, that was standard reason.
But
I mean, they tend to see us. They tend to see us as who we are to them, you know.
Right.
We have those that aren't them. They don't know us like you know, like your mother does. She doesn't know you. She knows you better than anybody else would. You know. So to
her, I understand
that. You're her son. You're her baby,
right,
man. You know.
And to her, that's all it is. There's no book stuff. She can't. That stuff don't even faze her. We went to Orlando together and took the train down because she's scared to fly. So we took the train from Philadelphia all the way to Orlando, 20 hours. And I was on my laptop when I was asleep, and she just absolutely could not understand how I was sitting on my computer, going through Facebook, going through Goodreads, on my cell phone, reading the book on my Kindle app. She's just like, is that all you do? Yes, Mom, this is all I do. Yes, this is all. This is it, you know. And I'm starting to, okay, and one other thing. Always try to get with a writer's group, a reader's group, a book club. I'm not a member of an actual book club in the city, but I am a member of a writer's group in the city, and I'm a member of Mystery Writers of America. And I learned so much through that group. It's ridiculous. I can't even, you know, some of the things that we do and some of the things that they invite me to is it almost is like, I feel like, one, I would have never known about this stuff if I didn't become a member, which was $95. But most of the events are free. And there was like a retreat in Connecticut I went to maybe a month ago, and that was $70, but you figure we had some of the biggest authors in the business there speaking. And our monthly meetings, you know, you have some of the biggest authors go there. I'm in the New York chapter, so you know a lot of the big authors, like Patterson and stuff, they're in that chapter. Clancy and, you know, them type of people, you know, it's just invaluable to be in a company with them. So, you know, I learned a lot from them. A lot, and
I would love to meet Clancy.
They have a what?
Love
well, I didn't meet Clancy, but I met the editor, which was just as close.
Yeah.
I didn't meet Clancy,
yeah, you
but
two
I
are
met
in the
editor.
You two are in the same category. Y'all are both mystery,
yes,
thriller, suspense writers.
Yes.
So,
and I'm waiting to see Tony do it big.
him and
Tony's gonna do it, babe. Tony is gonna
do it. Yeah, I know. Just see, you have a thriller. I kind of just got a mystery. So a thriller is elevated. You know, the suspense is far more heightened in a thriller. So
that's why I'm gonna have to send you. I'm gonna have to send you some chapters because you have that mystery thing down. I have a pinch of mystery. It's more of suspense for me. I don't know if you want to categorize those as the same thing, mystery, suspense.
No,
but mine is like see, you want to like, I'm suspenseful. I know, I do have a pinch. There is a mystery. My story is based on a mystery. It starts out as a mystery, and they're setting out to find out the truth. But that's as far as it goes. The action in it, I'm trying to make it nonstop. I want people to feel my book, not just read it, but
Tony,
I want them to feel it.
But Tony, when's your book coming out?
Hopefully by the end of the year.
See, I like that. You know why I like that? Because that brings me to the next little topic I had in mind. There's never a time to begin advertising and marketing your book. You and Kai talk about your book all the time, every chance you get. Even when Kai didn't have her release date set, she was talking about that. She was talking about that book. That book was out there. People was knowing about that book. So that's the key thing. There's no, like I said, I did my first interview with you guys in May. My book wasn't releasing until September. I didn't even have the money to print a copy of the book when I did that interview. But I knew I was going to save my money, and by September, I was going to have enough money to have it on the bookshelf in every store, and that's what I did. So during that time period, you know, you have to research the stores, find out where they are, send them review copies. Yes, absolutely. You spend your money to send them a copy. Yes, that's what you have to do. Because most stores, if you're a first-time author, independent, they're not just going to go buy books from you or even take the book assignment. No, you send us a copy, we'll review it. And even if they don't read the book, they'll research it. So, yeah, you need to get yourself some Amazon reviews. You know, you have to start doing these things as soon as possible. And that's another advertiser thing. You have to get your little media kit and your press kit, whether it's electronic. You know, I like to, you know, I'm always over the top. You know, everything I do. So I print stickers with my book covers, 8x10 stickers, and I affix them to folders, not the cheap paper ones, the nice good ones. And, you know, I attach them to that, and inside I put a bio, a synopsis, a press release, you know, postcards with the book cover on it, author bio pictures in the folder, and a review book. And, you know, I don't handwrite labels. I sit at my computer and I type label. When I mail books to customers that buy my book online, no, I don't just sit there and just scribble their name on the envelope. Not that that's a problem, but again, for me, everything is about presentation, and you know, I travel all over this country going to the best restaurants and hotels, and I'm looking for presentation. That's the only reason I go. Sure, I could go to Wendy's and get a burger, but I also could go to McDonald's and get a burger. I'm only going to Wendy's because of the image Wendy's has over McDonald's. There's no difference, but it's the burger.
Yeah.
So it's all in the packaging, and that's what I'm all about, the whole total – the package. I mean, I've had bookstores compliment me to other authors, and other authors tell me that, oh, I called someone to a bookstore and they told me all about this, and it's like, that's the effect I want to have. So you start promoting as soon as possible, immediately, whatever it is that you want to do. I mean, you go for it, especially if you know you're going to do it.
Definitely. Well, we want to thank you because you are, I don't care what nobody says, Raheem is good in my book. This is the man. Whenever we call on him, he is there.
Always.
Whenever we need him, he is there.
Yep.
Whether it be for advice, whether it be for just a quick question, or yo, we need you on the show tonight, or tune in, or check in. If he can't be in, he's definitely going to blast it on his page. So, you know, people like that are people that you definitely want to make sure that you surround yourself with. You know, like you said, word of mouth. And all it takes is for one person to get your name into somebody else's mouth and on and on and on. But you go ahead and you hit the gym, unless you're going to keep listening. We're going to get to our next guest because we got Joey, actually. He is here as well, and Stephanie's here.
Joey who?
Joey. I ain't saying his name. You're not getting me to mess up his last name.
Joey Pinkney?
You said his name earlier.
Oh, Joey Pinkney? Oh, yeah. I didn't even know. I had to definitely, before he goes in the air, let me give you a brief introduction. Yeah. If you don't know, you need to. Joey Pinkney. Look him up right now. Before he even gets on, I want everybody to go to Joey's page right now. And on his page, you know, he has a whole news feed. You could check in, write your name, and say that you was there, what city you from. I want everybody to do that. Let's see if we can get at least five people. Joey is the man.
Joey is the man. Definitely. I mean, you can't beat it. $5. Get your book cover on his page. You can't beat it.
Oh, it's not just the interview, the reviews. Yes. He does it all.
Yes.
Reviews, interviews, promotions, advertising, anything in that realm, he's there. And he's a writer. Let's not forget that.
I didn't know that. See, we got we, we'll,
yes.
we'll
and he's a writer.
When he get on. We'll have to get all that
well,
out of when he get on.
I'm going to put my phone on hold or whatever. Take me off the phone, but I'll be there. I'll be listening.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, next one of y'all.
See, that's how we do. 404 area code, you are on live with Tony and Kai.
Hey, it's Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, Steph. Hi, how are you guys?
We are wonderful.
Well,
how are you?
I have zero complaints. Zero. Life is
there
good. Love is good. So, you know, you can't complain. You got a good life and a good love. It's all good, right?
It's all good.
Yes, yes.
It's all good. Yes, you are. Stephanie, say that again. Say that again, Stephanie. Say that again.
I said when you got a good love and a good life, it's
say
all
it.
Good.
It's all good.
You know, a lot
there
of people have
see,
good
that,
life, but
see.
They don't have good love. See,
there
I got the best of both worlds.
Preach that thing, Steph. Preach it.
You're a mess, baby.
About to make
yeah, he's a
in the
mess.
Room.
But you know what? His mess is a compliment to you. Come on now. Ken.
There it is.
See, he got excited about it.
I did. You don't know. I started feeling all warm and fuzzy on the inside. You make me want to shout up in here. I was about to say hallelujah and forgot I was on the show.
That's all right, because God is everywhere. God is love. Don't get it twisted.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Now, Steph,
they don't want
you
to say hallelujah. Tell them to beat it.
Oh, you know that's right.
You are the woman. I love, you know, Steph is someone, again, who is open with her information, but she's also someone who will send you. She's not always someone that will just quickly give you the information. She'll give you as much as she can, but she's also someone that's into research, you know, so she's going to tell you, okay, go check this site out, go check that site out, go look it up here, go look it up there, because she also wants you to be proactive in your research.
Absolutely.
You know, not all about just, yes.
It's important. I can tell you all about my experience the first time I tasted the strawberry, but until you actually go and taste the strawberry, you can't really understand how good that strawberry really is, or likewise, how bad that strawberry is. So a lot of times you find people who they want the information, but they're lazy. And my thing, you know, as you shared with your audience, my background is human resources. And so I take a lot of things into consideration, even as it relates to dealing with authors. If you are telling me that this is something that you want to do full time, or this is something that you have an aspiration to do, but you won't take enough initiative to make it happen for yourself, then that tells me you're not serious. And so I'm not going to spin my wheels giving you the information. If you're not interested in giving the information that you need to succeed, then as far as I'm concerned, you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I just come from a different – I come from a very different point of view. You guys know I'm very, very business-oriented. I'm the same way. When I see a Microsoft Word template, I'm just like, come on, are you serious? You opened up the computer and you filled in the blanks. Come on. You know, you're not even taking your job so seriously. Now you want me to give you a job paying you $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, but what you just showed me with that resume – is that you will only do enough to get by. And is that the type of person that I want in my employ? Probably not. So I look at things just from a totally different perspective than probably what the majority of the people that you all talk to, because you all talk to a lot of authors. And I don't know you know, what their background is, but my background and my education is in business. So I operate mm-hmm. I operate strictly from business.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
No, it's actually kind of good.
Yeah.
It's been good to me.
There ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, it is what it is. If you brought up a particular way, I mean, even in basic characteristics, this is what you do. You know, you do
right.
what you've learned to do. And now, see, for me, now it was a few months ago, probably a couple months ago or so, we had a, Kai and I don't want to call it a battle, we had a discussion.
My husband and I call it heated fellowship.
Yeah.
See, there you go. See, I like that one.
So see, I kept it basic with discussion.
Okay.
But we were talking in terms of, it stemmed from Facebook, a conversation in Facebook. But my thing was, if you know how to do something and I come along and you know that I'm trying to learn how to do this and you've done it before, why not tell me how to do it instead
okay.
of, and what happened, it was okay up until they said, until people started saying, started using the words lazy and,
mm-hmm.
You know, started saying, you know, I'm not telling anybody what, you know, what they can do. They need to get out and research it, which again, I don't have a problem with the researching.
Right.
My thing, I wasn't saying tell me how to do the whole thing, but if there were some avenues
right.
in there that you knew how to maneuver around, then if I'm asking you how do I do this, why not just tell me? And Kai's thing
I agree.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Kai's thing was people need to go and just research it. You know, Kai's thing was, you know, well, when I started, I had to do this. I had to do that. I had to do this. Why would I take what I got and just give it to you when you can actually research it yourself? You know, and she had a point. I mean, and a lot of people agreed with her. You know, it's been a lot of the authors and everything are like, you know, we'd rather, you know, let me point you. It's not even, and at some in some instances, they weren't even saying let us point you. They were more like, go do the research. And my thing was, well, if I don't know where to begin, you know,
right.
and then there was another issue that came into play where it was like, well, if you're serious about your craft, know your craft. If you want to be
a writer.
And
I agree and disagree.
Yeah.
I agree and I disagree. Let me tell you where I agree. I agree in regards to doing your research. I agree in regards to, you know, if you're serious about your craft, learn your craft. Here's what you find, and here's what I find. You know, you guys, we both met in particular Facebook groups. And when you have
mm-hmm.
an audience like that, and you have people who come on and they post things like, what goes in a media kit? Or when they post things like, one time I told somebody, look at the TLC, and they answered back, what is a TLC? Well, that's the table of contents. So in that respect, these are things that you can stop posting in Facebook about and Google. So
mm-hmm.
on that regard, I think that's what they're, you know, if I were to use the word lazy, I'm saying things that you can find every day. Now,
mm-hmm.
for me, I have books that are in the bookstore, but my primary market is non-bookstore markets because the type of thing that I write is educational. So the majority of the things that I write you'll find at university and colleges. A lot of my material is used as college curriculum. So if someone were to come to me and say, how do I get into that industry, that's not something that they can Google.
Yeah.
So that would be, you know, a sideline conversation. You know, maybe we can set up a time
mm-hmm.
to Skype or chat or something like that, and I would
mm-hmm.
help them with that information. But if you're just coming and asking me, you know, what goes in a media kit, yeah, you're lazy. So I agree. I agree with both of you. And
it took a minute. It took a minute because I had to give in to that because it was like,
mm-hmm.
I felt outnumbered. Two, I was starting to feel stupid.
Uh-oh.
Three,
uh-oh.
I was like,
uh-oh.
Okay, well, there is a substance. what's being said. And it's possible
right.
I just didn't like the way it was coming across. Because to me, initially it was coming across as, I'm not trying to help
you're
you
stupid.
Do jack. You do what you got to
right.
do on your own. If you can't do it
right.
on your own, oh well. And I'm like,
but again,
wow.
let's go back to the face,
you know, for somebody that's
let's
new
go
to
back
the group.
To the strawberry. You know, let's go back
yeah.
to the strawberry. If
mm-hmm.
you are asked to speak about a strawberry,
mm-hmm.
is it better for you to take my opinion about what I said about the strawberry, or is it better for you to get out there, find the strawberry, and taste it yourself?
Mm-hmm. And,
which one of those perspectives
mm-hmm.
will give you the greatest result when it's time for you to actually speak about a strawberry? And sometimes, I know that that's a very, very simple analogy, but sometimes we got to break it down like that for people to really see the bigger picture, because so
mm-hmm.
often we're in over our heads. I know when I first wrote my first book, first of all, I had no desire to write a book. You know, statistics say that 80% of people feel that they have a book inside of them. Well, that was not my story. In 2001, I actually was displaced. I was laid off from the employer that I was working for and happened to be at a networking event. I was at the networking event trying to, of course, network into a new job and happened to meet someone who asked me if I would be interested in writing a career column. And at first I was like, no, because, you know, my severance is going to run out, my unemployment is going to run out, so I'm not interested in this at all. And I fortunately have a wonderful, wonderful support group and talked to them, and they were like, why not write? Why not write? And I was like, because they're not going to pay me. And they were like, so what? Your reward will come. And, excuse me, when they first published, they were called the Challenger newspaper. They're now called Greater Diversity News. And this is an organization that I still write for, 9-10 years later, and I've still never asked them for one penny for my career articles. And the reason being is because they are partly responsible for my success. And because they have their own advertising budget, I don't have to have one. All I have to do is provide them content. And by me providing them content, it opened up the doors for me. That was how people found out about my books, my products, my workshops, and me ultimately in the beginning, because they were a national newspaper. So you have to go back and you have to think, what is the main thing that I'm trying to accomplish here? When I started writing those newspaper articles, it was a total stranger that contacted me and said, please put this stuff in a book. I had no clue of what to do, where to begin, how to begin, nor was I even considering writing a book. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it comes to understanding the process, you know, I had to learn it too. And so I think when people are saying to you, don't be lazy, I think if you want something bad enough, you'll go after it. And I'm just going to say it. I'm a black female. You all are both, you know, African-American, black, whatever you call yourselves. But here's the reality of what I know. We beg for what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, we beg for what we need, and then we can figure out how to get what we want. So
yeah.
A lot of times, come on now. So a lot of times there's information that's right there available to you. You know, if you want something bad enough, come on. I remember sharing in the meeting room, someone was asking what was your worst marketing adventure or something like that. And I remember sharing about how my publishing house paid for me to have a booth at For Sisters Only. And, you know, I don't know if they have For Sisters Only where you all are, but it's a huge event in the Atlanta area. And I know that they travel around, but they do come to Atlanta. Excuse me. And it was not a bad experience for me because it was For Sisters Only. It was a bad experience for me because of where I was located. So here I am at For Sisters Only with career and business books. And the young lady next to me that was in the booth next to me had knockoff purses and shoes and hats. And now I know that 99.9% of the people who pass by my table, they needed my book. But what did they do? They went to the table next to me and bought the knockoff stuff. So it's not that we don't have the resources. It's what we choose to do with our resources.
Wow.
Now, what do you? What did you find out? You know, because you I wasn't planning on writing a book. I have been told you should write a book, you should write a book, you should write a book. But I had no idea how to do it like you did, like you said. You know, and I just did it. But when I did it, I didn't do the research, you know. And that's why, you know, I kind of said the thing that Tony said, because I didn't. I didn't ask any questions, actually. I didn't do any research. I took the advice of one person who had just published a poetry book. And, you know, just ran and did what she said, which was upload to Lulu. I didn't know anything about book covers. I didn't know anything about layouts and know anything about anything. Just wrote it, uploaded it, picked one of their stock photos, and I got a book, you know. And a lot of authors out there don't know about promotions, don't know about, you know, press kits. And, I mean, I have an author now that we're trying to do a show for, and they keep trying to send me to their website. I'm like, I'm not going to your website to copy and paste off of your website. Send me your press kit. Well, just go to my website. No.
No.
Like, send me your press kit. Yeah, I'm like, I understand if you don't know what it is. I'll tell you what it is. You know, send me your JPEG. Send me your bio. Send me the synopsis. You know, that's so, to me, that's unprofessional. If you, I'm doing something for you, you don't send me to, like, can you see telling Oprah, go to my website and get the information?
Exactly. Exactly.
Really?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I created the Books Are a Business Kit. You know, as you shared with your listeners, book publishing is actually my second career. My first career and my first love and my true passion is human resources. However, after publishing 9 books and a magazine, I'm sure you can only imagine the amount of inquiries I get from, you know, people who are in my circle and in my readership that want to know, you know, you didn't tell me how to do it. Mm-hmm. And what I found is that, you know, in the beginning I would say, oh, yeah, you know, let's set up a time for Skype, but, you know, I didn't do it for free. I said, well, it sounds to me like you'd like to have a counseling session. Because that's, you know, part of what I do. You know, you want me to give you, because to me, when I see how writing changed my career, my life, then I have to break it down to them that same way. You know, this is an opportunity to change your career. This is an opportunity to change your life. So to me, it was no different than coaching someone who comes to me and says, hey, I want to be, you know, a physical therapist. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to talk to them in regards to road mapping the same way I would to a person that says, I want to be an author. So, yeah, sounds to me like you'd like to have a coaching session. So after I started to get so many of those inquiries, it was overwhelming. And it wasn't something that I wanted to do full time. It wasn't something that I had the manpower to do. And so what I did was I started to just compile information based on the type of calls and inquiries and coaching sessions that I did. And based on that information, that's what I used to create the Books Are a Business Kit. So now I'm not having to turn away that population of people that come to me saying, well, this is what I want to do with my career. You know, you're supposed to be the career expert. Help me with this career path. And so I have a product for that, you know, and that, of course, is the Books Are a Business Kit, which is actually the B side of business, or the B side of books, which is business. And it takes them through a gamut of things. You know, I was listening to your first guest, Raheem, when he was saying, you know, that he paid, you know, $25 here or $30 there, blah, 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 and then he came back and said, well, I'm not advertising and marketing, but actually anything that you pay for is advertising. You know, if you go back and you look at the actual business definition. So just understanding kind of the basics of business, you know, when you talk about marketing and advertising, you know, advertising is what? Paid public non-personal announcement of your message. You know, you're, of course, you know, you're intending to get this out to your existing or potential customers. But when you talk about marketing, you know, advertising is actually part of your marketing. So teaching, I think for every author, they have to look at this like a business. And, you know, I say this all the time. You know, it, some people find it offensive because the truth hurts, and, you know, of course, I'm not trying to be offended, but I tell people all the time, if you're not ready to run a business, you're not ready to write a book.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. And that's something I found. A lot of authors don't take being an author as running a business. Like, you are in a business. You are the author. Your book is your business. You're
right.
In business now for yourself, and they don't look at it that way. And you see it in their
right.
books. You see it in their presentation. You see it in
yes.
their talk, their walk. They don't realize you are now a business. You're an entrepreneur. You now have a business. So now you need
correct.
To change your mindset and how you talk and you walk, and your book is your product.
Correct. And if I can just add to that, you know, online marketing is crucial. Online marketing is crucial. This past weekend, I saw someone who I'm connected to on Facebook just having a tirade on their personal, well, it's not their personal page, it's their business page. And I said, stop doing this on your business page. You know, if you have
mm-hmm.
to vent that bad, you know, go out there and create a blog or do something, but please don't do this on your business page, because your electronic footprints follow you. And I learned this, you know, of course you hear about it all the time, and of course in my industry, it's a big, big to-do about whether or not employers should be able to go and look at your social media websites to make a judgment about, you know, whether or not they want to hire you. But the reality is people do it, and they do it all the time. And I remember when I first connected on social media, I wasn't really sure how, you know, wasn't really sure how it would affect things. And I'm really careful about what I put up anyways, because my name is out there and my brand is out there. So I'm careful about what I do online anyways. But what I did, when I say I'm careful about what I do on my pages. Let me be specific. In this particular instance, a friend of mine had posted something about Lil Wayne. And I went on a tirade. I said, I don't care anything about Lil Wayne and blah, 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 blah. And what does he do for me? And da, 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 da. I went all the way there. And my friend, he copied and pasted all of the responses from his Facebook page into his blog. And periodically,
wow.
I do a search for Stephanie C. Harper and, you know, just find out where my name is. And guess what popped up in the search? I don't care
what?
Anything about
what?
Lil Wayne and what does he do for me. So I had to call him and say, Dwight, please go back and delete that comment, you know, because it's out there. And this, regardless to what you think, feel, see, or smell, is your marketing message. And this is the marketing message that people will read to, and they will decide whether or not they want to do business with you.
Now, see, and like Kai said, people don't realize that it is a business. So
absolutely.
Basically, we really do need, we're underestimating it, we
yeah.
really do need to pay attention to what's going on our pages, because
oh, yeah.
that is going to basically, that could make or break a person.
Oh, absolutely.
That could damage a reputation, take away an opportunity.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, and people,
that's why I have a personal page and a business page. And
yes.
I'm still careful on my personal page. But you will not find anything derogatory or, you know, speaking negatively about someone else or someone else's business or any of that on my business pages. And here's another stream. I know that Raheem was talking about, you know, being on Twitter and Facebook and all the other locations. What I do is I use a service called Hootsuite, and everything that I put up in Hootsuite goes out immediately to all of my social media websites. So even if I'm posting on Facebook, it's still set up to go out to Twitter and LinkedIn and a couple of the other social media websites that I belong to. So here we go. Here's the exposure thing you're talking about. I have over 2,600 people on my business page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if I go
yeah.
out to Facebook and I'm like, you know, Kai and Tony, they suck big apples and blah, 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 guess who that's going to?
Mm-hmm.
everybody in my network who is like, who are Kai and Tony and what did they do to you?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And that's another thing. That's a whole other aspect to it is the people you're connected to. It's funny because I have a regular page. I have a regular page, but I created a second page. And I told myself that second page was strictly going to be for literary stuff, for things I could do concerning books and writers and, you know, because I was coming into it. In the past year, I've been coming into the literary field. I've always been a writer, but I've really been heavy into, like, the poems in the past year. So, I said I was going to do that. However, looking back on it, it's like, oh, my goodness. There are people on my page with some, like, really outlandish names. There are people with some, you know, outlandish conversation going on, and it gets posted to the page. I tended to not be as careful as I was planning on it. I'm planning on doing. So we have to be careful with people, too, not to be funny about it, but there are people, you know, we got to be careful what we allow others to put on our page as well.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the situation that I mentioned about the person who, you know, was having a tyrant on their personal page. Well, the next day, they apologized for their behavior. When I tell you they, like, really went there, they just really went there. And they apologized for their behavior. But when they apologized for their behavior, of course, this is on Facebook, they tagged me in the apology. Well, we all know what the tag does. It shows up on my page. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. You know, I told you yesterday that I didn't want to deal with this. I counseled you on, you know, how to deal with this and to just, you know, I told her, I said, delete every instance of this off of your personal page, period. Just delete every instance of it. And then I get up the next morning, and it's on my page. So, of course, you know, like I shared with you, Kai, when we were emailing earlier, right now I'm in California. Well, they're on the East Coast. So long before I got up and even logged into Facebook, my friends, and, you know, I have an office in the Atlanta area too, they're all on my personal page saying, hey, you know, what is this?
Wow.
You know, so this had been on my page for several hours before I even noticed it. So, of course, I immediately had to get up and do damage control because my friends know I don't do drama, you know. Mm. I'm a very straightforward person. I shoot from the hip. It is what it is. I say what I say. When I'm done talking, I'm done. But drama, you know, and what I was trying to explain is you've posted this on your business page. And so all of the people who are now connected to your business, under, you know, every business has its drama. Every business has its customer from hell. Every business goes through whatever. And every business owner is human. And so we're entitled to our emotions. But it's how we handle that emotion.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take some.
Especially in the public eye.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take some lessons from you. I'm going to have to work with you, talk with
anytime,
you.
Anytime, Tony. Anytime. You
now,
know, you
I,
and
I
connected
I,
in several groups, so, you know, you're good with
me.
Yeah.
Now, I know we talked about, and I asked you to prepare this for me, please, because I need it personally. Well, I wouldn't say I need it, but someone has mentioned it, and I want to make sure that what I have is the correct information, because someone did my original one, the press release. Someone did, and it was another advertising way that someone had told me, you know, to send out to, you know, your local newspapers and the smaller newspapers and the free, you know, the ones that they give away for free, all of those different types of things to look, you know, to grab one, look in it, see who the editor is, see who does the lifestyle section and send them the press release of your book with a book. So I'm like, okay, well, what's in a press release? Because I didn't do my original one. So, okay, now I got to do this. So what's in it?
Okay. Well, when you're talking about a good press release, first thing you have to do is remember you're selling a product. So I think one of your questions to me via email, Kai, was should I write this myself or should I hire someone? Well, it depends on how good of a writer you are. You know, just because you can write a book, it doesn't mean that you can effectively write a sales pitch, which is essentially what your press release should be. So when you, you know, when your press release is executed properly, you know, it can increase your visibility, of course, increase the interest in your business or product, but if you don't plan properly, then it's going to be a waste of time. So I always say that it should read like a newspaper article, you know, meaning that it should be factual and informative, but it also has to contain elements that will hold the reader's interest. You know, a lot of times you'll see on Facebook, buy my book, buy my product. Why? You know, so think of that in as it relates to your press release as well. Why do I need to read this? You know, there's a thousand things online for me to read that I'm interested in, so why do I need to read yours? So having a good headline is very important because, of course, your headline will draw your reader to your story. And then hopefully if your story is written good, it will make them explore beyond the current page that they're reading. And so, of course, you know, when you're talking about your headline, it won't have your web address or anything like that, but it needs to definitely grab the writer's attention. Now, as it relates to length, you know, it should be brief but not so short that people are left wondering where the rest of your information is. So, again, you know, when you write your press release, it needs to read, you know, kind of like a newspaper, very, very informative. And then, of course, you know, beyond your headline, you have the body of your press release. And this is where all of your specifics are contained. You know, this is really where your story should unfold. You know, you should be still, of course, holding the interest of your reader, but explaining your products or services. And then you will conclude, you know, of where, you know, kind of like a resource box, so to speak, of where the reader can contact you.
Okay.
And then I think one of the best things, you know, people will ask all the time, you know, what is the best format? What is the best way to put it together? What I recommend or what I would recommend to anyone who was asking me is to just, again, go back to that research. And what I mean by that is get on Google and just hit press release. Look at the press releases. There's tons of them out there. Look at them and find out, you know, which ones grabbed your attention, which ones didn't grab your attention, and build from there. You know, there's nothing wrong with taking something that's already done well and improving it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we think we have to start from scratch all the time, and we don't. You know, if you get out there and you find a press release that reads really well, change, you know, change the characters and write on.
So
yeah,
go ahead. So it's like and my babe will smack me if I'm like being stupid with this question, but
I
mean it in a bad way. I mean, like, you know, that dippy. You know how you give somebody that dippy pop. I didn't mean like smack, like violence. Oh my goodness!
Tell us.
See. People don't think like you, so you got to choose your words carefully.
Well, you know, Lisa is always saying I'm the violent one anyway.
And
that's
why. That's why. Oh, my goodness. But
okay.
Go ahead with your question. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I got to find a rock somewhere. Oh, my goodness.
He is not a violent man. I meant, you know, that dippy girl pop in the head is what I was referring to.
Clean it up. Clean it up.
I need a pop for just saying that. Oh, my goodness. See, this is my problem. I talk before I think sometimes, so y'all have to forgive me. I definitely
You're
do.
Not
Hallelujah.
The only one. It's okay.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, you know what? We're going to forget my question because I done forgot it.
No, babe. Oh, God. It'll take
forget.
The whole night, all I'm going to be thinking about is please don't let nobody think my baby's violent. Please don't let nobody think my baby's violent.
And you know what?
That's all I'm
going to
be thinking about.
How about that? Who cares what they think?
Oh, my goodness.
It's funny because that's what Kai says. a lot. She's like, it doesn't matter what people think.
People are
going to
think whatever they want to think. And
yeah,
it doesn't matter because, you know what, it's just their thought.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Guess what? You can think whatever you want to think. You can think I am or I'm not. You can think I will be or I won't. But the bottom line is your thoughts don't control my destiny.
True that. That's true.
So I don't care what you think. Now, if you
I came to that realization this morning. I am
if you were writing a check, I might think twice about your thought of me.
I might, for a hot second.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on how much that check is. Depends on how much that
check
is. If it's Donald Trump check, you know, he definitely would have, you know, some pull for me to worry about what he's saying. You know,
well, I would
if
worry
it's the next door neighbor check.
After I've cashed my check. Once I've cashed my check, I might tell him what I feel about it. Give me my money, honey.
Oh, love it.
So true. Oh,
see,
love
it.
A lot of people
so
don't
true.
Know that I do. I am actually a silly person. You know, my husband says, "Oh, you are so silly." But you know, most people, because I deal with people in a business manner, they think I never laugh. But I, contrary to that, I laugh all the time.
Oh my goodness, laughter is good for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Laughter is good for
the
soul.
And I laugh at a lot of stuff, especially people's opinions. See, I got tickled all over again.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Now, what is, tell us your, because I got Raheem's, but tell us your web links, because I must have wrote down both of them wrong for some reason, and because when I tried to post them, they weren't the right ones, so you're going to have
uh-oh.
To say it again.
Okay. Well, for your reading audience, I will, for your listening audience, rather, I think the best links, I have about 7 or 8 websites that are all, you know, different. So for your reading audience, listening audience, I will give them www.booksrabusiness.com, and the R-A is definitely spelled out. I don't do R because it's not a word. It's a letter. So it's books, R-A business, books, A-R-E-A business.com. And then, of course, the careermag.com would be another wonderful, wonderful resource for them. We do have... 2 sections in the book, or 2 sections in the magazine that are dedicated just to writers. One, of course, is called the Books Are Business page, and then, of course, we have another page called Pens and Profits, which, you know,
okay.
is just completely dedicated to authors. So they can go to either of those websites to connect, but if they want to find out more, if they go to those websites, it will definitely lead them to my other websites. I don't want to overwhelm them with information, but... the booksarebusiness.com would probably be the best site for your listening audience.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much, Steph, for stopping in and holding on through all my technical difficulties.
Thank you. Thank you.
And if you can stay listening if you want. Let me know which one you want. You're going to stay listening on for the next person?
Yeah, sure. I'll stay listening. And yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you, sis. We're going to bring Joey on. And for the rest of you guys, we're not off in 8 minutes. I extended the show because I had all of those technical difficulties in the middle. We spent like the first 20 minutes me trying to get to the switchboard. So if you can hang around for another half an hour or 20 minutes or so, we'd appreciate it if you do that so that we can definitely bring Joey on because he's been patiently waiting for the past 30 minutes, so want to definitely give him his time to shine. And those of you who don't know him, you know, as Ra and I both bragged, he is the man, another the man. We got a lot of men, and I love it. Good, positive men doing good, positive things. We need more like y'all, bruh, so y'all need to just go out there and touch another young man and bring him up, you know, to be just like y'all. So we got my boo, we got Raheem, we got DV is another one, you know, that we speak highly of. Joey is someone that I speak highly of. You know, his we're going to let him tell you. I ain't going to tell you. We're going to let him tell you. What's up, Joey? Uh-oh. Joey, you there? Uh-oh. Joey, are you on the phone? Maybe Joey's not on the phone. All right, hold on. Let me see. There he is.
Hey,
hello.
Hey.
What's going on, sir?
Nothing much, man. This is actually a great show. I'm surprised I have never heard of it before. Actually, no, I have heard of it. I just haven't had the chance to listen to it. Normally, I'm, like, working during this time on Mondays. So this is a great show. So I appreciate asking me to call in and everything. This is a great experience, you know. Everybody's, you know, working with each other. You know, nobody's having any conflicts, anything. The chat room is cool. You know, I'm liking this.
And that's we don't promote drama.
No,
we don't.
Like
that's
drama.
What
don't
we
like
don't
like
allow
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you go, you know, you look to a blog talk radio show and everybody's debating. You go into the chat room. It's like warfare. You know, you say hey, and people are like hey what? You know, like hey. I just read then. You know.
No. You have been around for how many years, Joey?
I have been around. Let's see, on the literary scene, I've probably been around on a local level, probably about 6-7 years. But on a national or virtual level, I should put it that way, a solid three or four.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've been my website. You know, it's been up for a while. I started back in, I started back in June of 2006, so that's 5 years. You know, time flies, man. I have been having fun,
yeah.
So I didn't think about it like that. My author interview series.
You were
series
the first one that did mine.
For real?
You were the five minutes with Joey, you were the one first one that did my beautiful way back when.
Wow. You know, a lot of people have been telling me that, like in the past, like, I'd say about 12 months. A lot of the authors, you know, like they'll say, hey, man, you the first person to ever interview me. And I'm like, wow, I appreciate that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's an honor, you know. And I've seen a lot of websites come and go in that amount of time. It's hard to be consistent, you know. That's one thing that I really notice. It's a lot of behind-the-scenes tedious stuff that you have to do that, you know, everybody just ain't built for it. I mean, not everybody has patience for it. And so it's definitely been a blessing to see this author interview series. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and tell a little bit about myself. My author interview series is called JoeyPinkney.com, 5 minutes, 5 questions with author interview series. And the reason why I did 5 questions is because I really wanted to be short and sweet to the point. Because sometimes, you know, you read interviews and they go on for like pages and pages and pages and you kind of get bored with it. So I really wanted to have a way for, you know, authors to kind of get in, get out, you know, give you a little something about their book, their experience in writing the book, promoting it, and, you know, and ending off with some information about how you can reach them or even purchase their book. And that's one thing that I always make a point of doing, and I've been told not to do that, but I always try to put a link to their book in the very beginning. Like the first thing you see when you look at the post is a graphic that says click here to purchase their book from Amazon or read reviews of their book from Amazon. And the reason why I do that, because really the main reason why I do my author interview series is to promote the authors, not necessarily me. You know, although they're providing me with
mm-hmm.
content, it's not something that I do for my own glory. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I started the author interview series mainly because, well, for two reasons. One, because I noticed that black authors really don't have that many outlets to get their book out there. So, like, if you're not well-known, a lot of times people really don't try to give you too much shine. You know, it's hard to get into, like, the local newspapers. It's hard to get on some of the larger magazines. And even some websites are kind of standoffish about, you know, allowing certain people that don't have that notoriety built up behind them to come onto their, you know, come onto their website, because they're all about trying to, I guess, ride somebody else's hype, and that really was not my thing. I really wanted to make sure that the person who just wrote that book, and let's say all they did was just publish it through Lulu, and they just didn't really know everything about the industry, but just really had a drive to put their book out there. That's what really made me do this author interview series. The second main reason is because at one point, I actually had to beg people to allow me to review their books. And I can kind of understand why, because, you know, you don't know anything about me. I'm asking for a free book. And I've heard stories where people actually, like, will ask you to review, can they review your book on for you to turn around and look on Amazon and see them selling it for, like, $5 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've heard about, you know, people doing stuff like that, so I kind of understood, you know, why. So I begged a whole bunch of people, and the few people that actually sent me books, I was starting to do reviews for them, and those reviews were actually pretty good. You know, people actually liked them. I actually enjoyed reading them, but, you know, whenever I do, like, a book review, I never know how it's going to be taken, you know, and I really try to write it to the best of my ability, to the point where I actually say, okay, I like this. This is something that I can, if I was a reader, I would read it. But you never know how somebody else is going to take it. And some of my reviews have gained a lot of attention for people. Like, I've had some people have told me that book clubs have, like, bought their books in, like, packs of 30s nationwide because of some of my reviews. And that's a good feeling. Not everybody gets that many sales off my reviews, but, you know, a few that do, you know, they'll say something about it. And I started getting just drowned in books. At one point, man, I was getting like maybe 2 or 3 books a day.
Wow.
Like, every day that the mailman would run, it'd be like 3 books in my mailbox, you know. And it's kind of like a double-edged sword, because it actually shows that I must be doing something effective book review-wise. But there's no way in the world I could read all those books. And that's where the author interview series came from, because I really wanted to have a quicker way to turn over the amount of authors that I came across. You know, it's kind of like being in the candy store. You can't eat all the candy, so you just kind of, you got to figure out a way to just eat one piece at a time. You know, that's really what that author interview series was. That's why I did it, you know, with 5 questions, because there's, like, to me, it's like when I look at authors, and this was before I actually was even thinking about writing anything. When I looked at authors, it was 5 basic, you know, things I really wanted to know about. Well, 4 basic things, and then the other one, you know, like, what you're doing next. That was always at the end of my author interview series. Just to kind of, if you did read it and you was interested in the author, you would know what was on the horizon for them, if anything was on the horizon for them. But, you know, I wanted to know, like, what inspired the person to write that book, because sometimes people, you know, I love it when an author really, like, spills their life story in that first question, because it really gives you insight as a reader and a potential writer as to, you know, what inspires somebody, what kind of drives them to actually take the plunge and actually, you know, put together a book, because it's not the easiest thing in the world to, like, complete a book, you know. And also, some people have some real outlandish stories. Like, the last interview I did, this man named Darren Keyes. I haven't had a chance to meet him. I think he's, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's in prison. I've been communicating with his wife in terms of getting the author interview, you know, posted and everything. But, you know, I asked him, I'm going to read from the website. He says, when I asked, where did you get the inspiration to write the book From White Powder to White Collar? The first sentence, I was initially inspired by being charged with $12 million in loss from 7 banks. Now, with a sentence like that, I'm going to read, if I didn't do the interview and I didn't read it while I was, like, editing and stuff like that, I'm going to read that, because I'm like, what in the world, how in the world is somebody, the way he put it, like, you know, I was charged with it, as if it's, I didn't do it. But how in the world do you even find yourself being charged with $12 million in loss from banks? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of times that, you know, that right there is one of the things that kind of drove my author interview series. And then the next thing is, you know, like, from an author's and author's point of view, like, what sets your book apart from other books? Because sometimes, you know, you read the back cover matter and it's, you know, it's not too impressed with it. Sometimes you see a book cover and, yeah, you got the beautiful lady on it, but that's a whole bunch of books. Like, you can go into any bookstore or look on any website. There's tons of books with beautiful women on it. So, you know, what on the inside is actually setting your book off, you know, apart from the other one? And so that was another question. I always, if I had a chance to, like, talk to authors face-to-face, I would like to know that, because sometimes you get a real interesting perspective in whether or not they was even trying to make something different, or whether they were, you know, following the mold of whatever genre they wrote in, or sometimes they'll tell about their life experiences and how their life shaped, you know, their books. And then another thing I kind of wanted to throw a question out there, and it's always, and a lot of times I ask these same five questions, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But the third question is, like, you know, what are your keys to success? You know, what have you done successfully to get your book out to the public? And, you know, the reason why I ask that is to actually get an insight on what works and what doesn't. And like you guys were talking about earlier, we're doing research and, you know, getting information, digesting it, and making it your own, or even throwing it away if it doesn't work for you. Sometimes that third question, we got some research scholars as a part of my author interview series. Sometimes people, that's the longest answer in the interview, and there's tons of good information, you know, in that. Then my fourth question is, you know, what's your writing process? Like, how long did it take you to start and finish and all that kind of stuff? Because a lot of times people don't think that they have the time to write, or they don't think they have what it takes to write. And I really want to know, like, you know, for somebody who actually published a book, you know, what did you go through when you was writing? Like, what do you do? What's your ritual, if there is one? And a lot of times I get emails back from people that read it, and they say, you know, I'm going to write a book now. You know, I've always wanted to write one. I've been reading through the archives and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, you've given me the confidence to write my own book. And that was another one of my reasons for even doing the author interview series. It actually showed regular people doing extraordinary things, you know, because it's definitely more it's a lot of people who think they can write a book. It's a lot of people who think they have the stick-to-itiveness, if that's a word, you know, to actually, mm-hmm. you know, go from point A to Z with it. But very few mm-hmm. people do, and that's why you have a lot of readers out there. You know, a lot of them are critics. You know, a lot of them can't wait to pick apart a book and say what's wrong with it. But, I really wanted to know, like, you know, how did that writing process form, and how long did it take you for you to finish a book? Because, you know, some people, I think the longest I've heard was like 40 years. Like, I think one of my authors actually said it took them 40 years from the time they first started their book to the time they actually, like, sat down, finished it up, and published it. And they gave a real good reason why. And the reason why I try to ask the same five questions, sometimes every once in a while I change it up, but the reason why I try to ask the same five questions, because you, just like everybody is different, a lot of times the answers to those questions are always different. You know, and yeah. You get a wide variety of answers. You know, you get a wide variety of personalities coming through. And, like, at this point, I have over 400 author interviews on my website. And a lot of times I hear people that are, like, new to my website and everything say, you know, you got a wealth of information on there. Even some of the stuff that I posted back in 08 is still relevant today in terms of, like, word-of-mouth marketing. Getting the right agent, making sure that you edit your book. And I really wanted to make sure that if I was going to do something on the web, because I'm obsessed with like, you know, just doing research, reading stuff, and the internet is the perfect way for me to get my rocks off in terms of reading and reading about obscure stuff. But I wanted to make sure that if I was going to actually do a website and do a blog, that it was going to actually be more so giving information than trying to get something from people. And a lot of times I have, you know, people that critique my website, and they tell me that, oh, your prices are too low. And I kind of think they are too, but this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. You know, this is really not for me to – I want to be compensated for my time, but really, like, the comments that I get and the emails that I get are worth more than any of the money I could ever make from my website. But they also tell me that, you know, you shouldn't, first thing a person sees, it shouldn't be a link to another website.
PayPal. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I can kind of feel you on that if I was really trying to keep everything to myself. But my purpose is really to be I don't want to sound too deep, but be a vessel for, you know, literature, you know. And
one
way to do that is if you're going to read, even if you came to my website, if you don't do anything else, you do have the option to see what that person's book is about on another website. You know, a lot of times people actually buy those books because of that, you know. Like, I've had one author, you know, he thanked me because when I posted his book and I set everything up, he was like, you know, I've had more sales through you in like a month, and this book has been out for 3 years. And I'm like, well, I appreciate that, but one reason is because, you know, I got like a group of readers that always come to my website. So, you know, it's kind of like fishing with dynamite, so to speak, you know. Not to call them fish, but, I mean, you know, you're writing a book in the book business to sell books. And I got people that actually, if you got an interesting enough interview, they will actually purchase a book, you know. Sorry to ramble so long. You got any questions, any directions you want to go in with this?
I like the way you're working it. I really do. I like to. It's nice to have, you know, somebody who actually, you know, wants to talk about what they're doing or wants to talk about their product. So
yeah,
no problem
there. Yeah.
You're not rambling as far as I'm concerned.
No,
that's what we need. That's what we
yeah,
want.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
We want it's about you. You know, so I want to learn. I want to know, because as somebody going into the business, I mean, I've been writing most of my life, but
right.
I've gotten into the poetry thing in the past year and a half, and I've been trying to write my books, and I decided once I got with Kai, who was a writer, it was like, okay, that made it easier. So,
mm-hmm.
But now we're
mm-hmm.
going through the business aspect of it all, and you know, I'm helping her get hers done because mine won't be ready until the end of the year, but hers is about ready now. So, you know, anything that we can learn from anybody, you know,
yeah, definitely.
By all means, yeah.
And, I mean,
yeah.
We're definitely about sharing the information. So,
mm-hmm.
And we do these, you know, like, about every 6 weeks, the between this one, the, you know, the ABCs, as we call it, of publishing and then, you know, going into the different things. Then we do the one with entrepreneurship. You know, how to get
mm-hmm.
your business started, all of the legal aspects of that. You know, we do our relationship shows. So a lot of them are reoccurring, you know, because, you know,
gotcha.
There's never, you can't get everything on publishing in one show, you know. So
yeah, that's true.
So we do
appreciate it. One thing I want to point out to a lot of authors, because I know there's a bunch of different ways to approach getting your book into the hands of a potential reader. And a lot of times people think the only way you can do that is actually by, like, going to all the conferences and stuff like that. And I do think the conferences are great for networking, also, like, selling books. But I think, like, from what I've seen with, like, a lot of different authors and asking questions, it's more so to not necessarily get that book sale right then and there, but to, you know, get book sales on the back end, you know, passing out information, networking with other authors and stuff like that. But I really do think that there's plenty of authors that really don't take advantage fully of, you know, the Internet and how it can
mm-hmm.
equalize your inability to be in every single, you know, expensive book conference and stuff like that. And a lot of times some of my most favorite authors actually have blogs where they actually, you know, kind of talk about regular stuff and talk about the progress of their book,
mm-hmm.
talk about some of the accomplishments that they've made. And they grow this organic
Halloween.
Group of people. Yeah, organic group of people that are pretty much like a sales force, you know. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, they've connected to you to a point where they got, if they're a part of a book club or they see somebody holding a book, like, have you heard of blah, 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 I got this book, I bought six of them, here's one for you, you know, which makes that in turn causes you to buy books for your family and friends and stuff like that, you know. And all of this stuff has been generated from what they do with social media. You know, a lot of times people think social media is real impersonal and that you don't make a connection with people. But, like, me and you, we've made a connection. You know, we've communicated with each other off and on over the past couple of years. You know, we've crossed paths and stuff like that. And we've never met each other. But, you know, here we are right here on your show talking about books, you know. And I think the same thing can happen with other authors if they – kind of like what you were talking about earlier, doing the research, you know, find out where the readers are or where the people are who actually have a connection with readers. Because there's a lot of good blogs that, you know, talk about different books, but it's not a lot of blogs to actually make a true connection with, you know, different readers and book clubs and stuff like that. And when you find those groups of people, those are people that you not only try to learn from, but communicate with, because they can possibly get your book, like you were talking about earlier, they can get your books into the hands of people who you would never have access to otherwise, you know. And yeah. The reason why I say that is because a lot of times I get emails from people, or even sometimes if you look in comments on certain interviews, they're like, you know what, I have never heard of this author, I've never heard of this book, but I gotta get it, I want it. Or I have one particular person that has been coming in on my website for about a year, and she says, and every once in a while she'd be like, I saw such and such at a book convention, and I told him the first time I heard about your book was on JoeyPinkney.com. And I'm like, for real? You know, it's like a commercial. You can't pay for that type of advertising. You know, that's just like totally out of the blue. And a lot of times she'll buy books, you know, like she has, you know, we all got like the wayward nephews and cousins and male cousins that, you know, it's hard to get them to listen to you because, you know, you don't communicate the way they communicate. And they always think you're, like, being antagonistic to them. And a lot of times when I have black male authors that actually have books about overcoming those type of struggles that, you know, some of our younger family members are in, she would actually go and buy books for her nephews, and she was like, well, such and such actually read this book, and it made a difference in his life. So I thank you for having that guy on your website. Or she'd be like, well, you know, I passed this book to such and such, and they won't even read it. But I read it, and I actually liked the book, and I'm going to give it to somebody else. You know, those mm-hmm. type of connections, those type of personal connections from somebody I've never met before, you know, is invaluable. And so a lot of times, I say all that stuff to say that, you know, don't knock the power of social media and networking online, because it can generate sales just like, you know, hand-to-hand sales.
Wow.
Yes, I know. I was told back on what you were talking about a little bit before about options. YouTube. We were talking about the different, you know, media outlets out there. I had just posted it in the room. I was told by another someone who has a different website, networking website, to use YouTube. You know, a lot of people just post their videos or their trailers. As far as authors go, you know, we'll post our trailers and stuff like that. But we were talking about blogging in the chat room. We were talking about, you know, all the the different blog sites and blogging and journaling, like you were talking about, not just doing, you know, like I used to do mine for the poetry, and then I started just doing random articles. Like we would do a show, and then I'd write a blog about what the show was, you know, or we'd do a poem, you know, I would post poetry or stuff like that. But also, you know, people blog about, like you said, their journey through writing, but someone had said, well, why don't you do that on YouTube? You know, because it also, it's another way for them to connect. They're not just reading it. Now they actually get to see you. They actually get to hear what you sound like, you know, bit of connection to you, you know. And then when you say, oh, by the way, my book comes out, you know, you've made all of those extra followers that are like, oh,
right.
Okay. You know, we as authors, you know, like everyone has now said, from Raheem to Stephanie to Joey to me to Tony and to everyone else in the group, you got to take your books as a business. If you don't think of it as a business, you know, what are you doing? You know, in one of the groups we ran, someone said, oh, I just wrote my book and sold it to the first couple of people, and then I wasn't worried about it. I don't care. So it's like, okay, why spend all that money to write a book if your intention isn't to sell as many copies as you can?
And not just the money, the time, because it's not, you don't write a book in 30 minutes. You know, you put like months into it just to sell to a couple of people and let that be it. You know, that's you gotta have more drive than that. You know, but I got an interesting story about the power of YouTube and book sales. I did a couple people that follow me on Facebook. I did a they probably know about it, but I entered a short story competition for Kindle, to win Kindle, right? And the short story, basically, it had to be under 750 words, and it was initially they was going to go by votes, whoever got the most votes, right? And so what I did was, you know, I kind of made mention of it on, like, Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and stuff like that, to, you know, go read the story, and if you like it, you know, vote for it. And if you don't like it, vote for the one that you do like, because it's like 10 stories posted there, right? And little by little, people that actually kind of knew me from doing the author interviews was like, wow, you know, that's pretty good. I actually like this story because of this, this, and this. And I asked them, I was like, you know, can I if I decide to make like a video about it, can I use your comment? And everybody was like, yeah, go ahead. You know, it don't matter to me. I stand behind it. And I was like, cool. So I made a video trailer, and I started posting that on all the websites. You know, like kind of look at what my story is about and what people have said about it and all this kind of stuff. And so that ran on that ran for like maybe 2, maybe 3 weeks, and it got like over 100 views in that amount of time, which I guess in terms of like viral nature and people that get millions of views, it's not a lot. But for somebody who just made a video for a 750-word story, that I feel like it served its purpose. I wanted to see like how well, if I promoted it, how well it would actually, how many times it would be seen and what kind of effect it would have. And it was real interesting, like right before they stopped going with the voting aspect, they actually started doing like they had to find judges because the voting thing, the poll, whatever they were using to calculate the votes wasn't working. So she found the person that was holding the competition actually found some judges. And so I was still like kind of running the thing just to kind of like let people know about it. And somebody actually asked me, you know, I tried to buy it on your website, but I couldn't find it anywhere, which kind of, you know, made a light bulb come up, you know, go on in my head. Like, I really made it real clear that I was entering into a short story competition. But even though I did that, people were still trying to buy that story, you know. And
yeah.
It all came from actually making a short video trailer. I tried to make it like a minute and a half. I actually did pretty good. It was like my first one, but it was pretty cool. And it kind of shows me like the power of the effect that video can have also. You know, like when you got audio and video going on, something that somebody can actually see and feel, it kind of makes it more realistic to them. And I would suggest anybody to, like, you know, make an interesting book trailer, not only for, like, the books, but, like, when you start getting comments from other, you know, people, like, when people email you and say, I love this part of your book or I love that part of your book, even if you start getting Amazon reviews, to actually make a short trailer saying, you know, this is what other people have been saying about my book. Because what it does is it's not just you talking about your book. It actually, you have people validating
what
your story.
What it is that you're saying, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and it has a in psychology I almost got my master's in experimental psychology, but in psychology I always tell you you can make a connection with somebody easier if somebody else introduces you instead of you introducing yourself, and that's what I was doing with getting other people's comments. I was having them say that, hey, this story is good because of this and this and this, instead of me, you know, kind of tooting my own horn. And
yeah,
it
it's always better for somebody else to toot your horn than for you to. You know, if you can get someone else to toot it for you, you definitely come across, you know, as not egotistical or, you know, always trying to rant on about yourself. You know, it let me bring Keisha on because she's been waiting patiently as well.
Okay,
I know she
wants to say a couple
of things. Let me grab her.
Well,
hey,
I appreciate the time.
Hi,
you are welcome. You're definitely welcome, Joey. Thank you so much. I'm gonna make sure I post all this information onto our website as well.
Because we definitely got a lot of it, and it is useful too.
Definitely. Keisha, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay.
How
Hello.
You doing, Mama?
I'm good. This is some great information that you guys are talking about, and big shout-out to Joey because, like I had posted in the room, that his five-minute question, you know, interview, that's the perfect marketing tool because you get to put the basic stuff out there to see, you know, not like you're baiting them, but it's just the right amount of information to say, oh, I want to check out that book, you know? And it's, you know, it's just, and there's so many things, so many different free websites that you can utilize. And I know other people that do have websites where they're charging a fee. I understand it totally. I totally understand it. But for those who do not have the money to utilize those paid services, there are free ones out there. And there's so many of them. And it's just, you know, even in the group and on Carla Dean's group, you know, people will ask, you know, well, is it really beneficial for me to, you know, join this one? And I simply say, it's just another place to make you visible. It can't hurt. You can be everywhere. And with the internet, it's just such a beautiful thing that you can research things, you can find out different things, and It's like Google, I said it on my show a couple of weeks ago, Google should be your best friend. You know, you should really, like, research. You can find your editors. You can find your graphic designers. You can find where you're going to get your next radio interview or your online interview, anything. You know, it's right there at your fingertips. And if you surround yourself with like-minded individuals who are on the same road as you, you guys will share, you know, great information. And that's the true definition of what I think of effective networking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all I'm talking
about. I tend to use Google for everything else.
Yeah,
I use it for everything but.
Yes, he does. See, and this is what my babe doesn't understand. You know, I, you know, like Raheem was saying, and everyone has kind of said, you know, when you're at that point, you're going to spend the majority of your day. If you're not stuck to your cell phone, that's why you see business people stuck to their cell phones. You know, because you're always doing something. You're constantly checking this or checking that, checking my emails, or I'm checking this, or I got to update the website, or somebody
right.
sent me, you know, an email who wants to do a show, or someone wants to review. And I know, and Keisha, I know you got to go through the same thing. You know, it's like a constant onslaught.
It's
you know,
it's a lot of hard work. But that was one of the main reasons that Keisha Green decided to do, you know, these different things. The Writer's Life Chess was an idea because when I first released my book in 06, I wanted interviews, and I'm like, okay, I'm sending my press kit out, and no one's saying anything back, and I'm like, wait, I'm Keisha Green, come on, and they're like, who's that? So I said, okay, I'll stick show off, I'll create my own show, and I'll do it, I'll do exactly
mm-hmm.
what services that I was seeking, and so that was a great thing, and that's where the Writers Life Chat came in. So then I said, okay, I started reaching out to websites, you know, looking to place my book cover up there, you know, in a synopsis or whatever, and I couldn't find any, or they wanted to charge me like $150 for like 1 month. And I'm like, okay, but your site doesn't even get that much traffic, you know? But it's like, but, you
yeah.
know, as a movie author, you know, you're just like, I don't know. So that's where Writer's Vibe came in. I said, I will do what I'm expecting others to do. And it's just
mm-hmm.
been, you know, so good, and the feedback from the people who utilize my services from either the show or the website. And I'm like, that's what it's about. You know, if I know something, I'm going to share it with you. If I don't, I'll point you in another direction to somebody who does have that information.
Yes, definitely. And that should be our, I feel, that should be our, you know, our overall goal, because there's enough information, there's enough readers, there's enough businesses, business people, consumers, customers to go around. You know, there's not, people aren't buying one book, and if they were, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to buy yours, and if you help me get mine out, then you're taking, you know, them away from your book.
Right,
you know,
no,
and unfortunately, too many authors feel like that or think like that, you know, I can't help you because you might get bigger than me.
Yes, that's
you know.
And that's the crazy part about it. I see there's room at the top for all of us, so I'm
mm-hmm.
not threatened if Key puts out a book tomorrow. You know, that's good because I want to see her succeed with your book just like you would want to see me. Everyone out here is doing, you know, they have a common goal. They want their book out. They want to, you know, be recognized for their, you know, their work as a good writer and so forth. So just, you know, Karen is sharing. I always say that. Karen is sharing. Just, it's okay. It's okay to give information and help someone else because you never know. You would want someone to, you know, do the same thing for you. And I can say
yeah.
in these, you know, 5 years that there's been people where I've asked questions. I'll tell you right now, I sent an email to an author, 06. I'm still waiting for a reply. And
wow.
they're my friend on Facebook, and they follow me on Twitter. I'm just like, okay. I mean, I could be bitter about it, like, oh, you just hating or nothing. But no, not at all. You know what? I'm going to pay it forward. I'm going to continue to do what I do, and I can't even worry about the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, and that's all that we can do. All we can do is we need to, like you said, be who we want other people to be. And if we did more of that, you know, it would go over. You know, I still say, like we said in Carla's group, I'm still down for anyone who wants to put their link or their information on their book in my book, I'm still all for that. You know, I know we had mentioned
it. Remember I
group.
Said that and, in the group. I'm like, that's the perfect. I've done it before. You know, whatever the amount you're charging, anywhere between 15 or 30, it's a good look, because as long as that book is in print, guess what? I'm going to see the cover for Beautiful every time. Or every time someone reads and they get to the back of it, they're going to say, Beautiful. Who is that? You never know.
It's a plus plus. You know, like I said, it was a plus plus. You know, if your book, if there's a link, if there's information, even if it's just like two sentences, a super short synopsis, plus your cover in the back of my book, you're going to talk about my book because you want people to buy my book, because if they buy my book, they get the link to your book, which means
right.
I'm also going to push harder. So if my book is in, you know, if there's a link to the back of Keisha's book that has my book in it, I'm going to talk about Keisha's book because, yeah, I want you to go buy Keisha's book because now you're going to find out, you know, I could just as well tell you the link to my book. But if I paid $10, $15 for my thing to be in Keisha's book, I definitely want Keisha's book to sell.
It's a win-win for everybody that's involved. And, you know, you just continue to, you know, you market it that way. There's nothing wrong with it. So kudos. But let me let y'all go end your show. I'm sorry. I just wanted to give my two cents and, you know, continue doing what you're doing. It's, you know, it's inspiring to see that there are others out there that are just as giving with the information.
Thank you
for sharing with us yourself. We want to thank all of our guests who called in. You are all on point. You all showed up. We want to thank you. We want to advise people to go out and buy the necessary books, search the information, do what you have to do, and join us back here again on Wednesday.
Thursday.
And we will meet here again and have more great conversation. We love you all, and we thank you for joining us today. Those in the chat room, God bless. Everybody, God bless.
Thank you.
God bless. Good night.